时候圣经里面加了一些小标题呀、啊，又分了各种章节，就让我们误会以为第六章不是讲金钱了。
But I will show you that in chapter 6, Jesus actually spoke all the way about how you should be handling money.
那我们今天就来看看马太福音第六章里面，耶稣一直是在讲怎么样来掌管金钱。
And if you get this right,
如果你今天弄明白了
，then money cannot get hold of you.
那钱呢就不能再奴役你了。
But you will get hold of it.
反倒你可以自己来奴役它。
And use it for your the kingdom of God and use it for your own.
你可以自己来掌控钱，为神的国，为你自己的家庭。
The thing that you need to really deal with is the heart.
所以今天要处理的很大的问题就是我们的心。
And that's what God is really dealing with.
这是为什么神一直想处理我们的心。
Amen. Then don't be surprised one day when you go gardening in the back of your garden and you dig and suddenly.Gold.
所以我们不要吃惊，有一天你们在后花园在那里种地的时候，突然发现，哎，发现了一个金子。
And then your cat comes up, cough up, and it's a diamond. You know?
然后你看到你的猫又出来了，然后它咳了一个嗽，没想到咳出来一个钻石。
And your dog accidentally eat a sapphire diamond or something.
突然你的狗在找食物的时候，突然找到了一个绿宝石。
I'm just joking.
我在跟你们开玩笑。
So in Matthew chapter 6 verse 19.
所以在马太福音六章十九节说
到 This is probably the most important verse.
这是最重要的一节经
文。He said, do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal.
十九节说不要为自己在地上积蓄财宝地上有虫子咬能够朽坏也有贼挖洞来偷。
And here's where it's difficult.Jesus is saying, don't store up a treasure. Anything precious to you, he said, that belongs to the earth. He said, that is not the thing that you should be storing up.
耶稣是在说，当时说不要为自己积蓄财宝，是说在地上的这些财宝不属于神的，不要积蓄。
Because it says here,The moths and vermin destroys it.
因为呢，这些财宝会有虫子咬。
In other words, the government.
换句话说，政府也会吃你的。
The taxman.
那个收税的人也会吃你的。
The thieves.
那些贼也会偷你的。
They can, even though your money sits in the bank, they can still get hold of it.
就算你的钱在银行里面存着，都有人
把它偷到。In other words, Jesus is basically saying,Even if you accumulate yourself a lot of treasure, it is never safe.
所以耶稣在告诉我们，就算你们积蓄太多的财宝也好，都不安全。
You know, some people have lots of money and actually can't go to sleep because they're thinking someone might steal it.
因为有很多人，他们是特别是富有的人哈，他们有很多的钱，但是他们呢却睡不着觉，就怕他们失去那笔钱。
So Jesus is telling you, don't store up something that can be stolen.
所以耶稣是
or can be destroyed.
耶稣是在说我们不要积蓄那种可以被偷走的财宝或者可以朽坏的财宝。
So whatever that you value, he said, don't store that up.
换句话说你自己特别看重的那些东西啊不要去积蓄它。
Because you can lose it.
因为你很有可能会失去它。
He's not teaching, don't save up money, don't save up for a house. No, he's not talking about that. He said, in your attitude, don't make that your priority in life.
所以耶稣不是在说你不要存钱这回事情。耶稣是说你千万不要把你的生命的重点全都放在这个事情。
You see, God wants us, God wants to prosper us, but He does not want us to make that earthly treasure the priority and the focus of our lives.
神是想让我们得丰盛的但是神并不想让我们把财宝当成人生生命中最重要的那件事情。
Otherwise, how are you going to distinguish yourself from the people of the world?
那真要是这样的话我们与世人有什么不同呢?
Amen. God is not teaching us to be poor.
神不是在教你我要当贫穷的人。
And that's where in the church it gets mixed up.
所以在教会很多人就误会了。
Poverty is not holy.
说觉得好像贫穷就不圣洁。
It doesn't make you more holy.
贫穷不会让你变得更圣洁。
You see, when you go to heaven, when you see God in heaven, He's not living in some shed.
那你要去看到 天上的主的话，他可不是在一个雨棚里面住着的。
The roads are not full of potholes.
那地板上也不都是洞的。
Amen. And the angels are not all wearing, you know, really poorly stitched up clothes.
那天使们也不是穿着那些打补巴的那些衣服的。
Do you understand?
你们明白吗?
When you go to heaven, it's glorious.
你们去到天堂也能看到很荣耀的场面。
The roads are paved with gold.
地上都是金子做的。
But God is not talking about any of that.
但是神并不是在说这个。
And you got to get that right.
我们一定要明白。
And he says in verse 20, but store up for yourselves treasures, notice it's plural, treasures in heaven.Where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break and steal. For where your treasure, singular, is, there your heart will be also.
二十节到二十一节，只要积攒财宝，这个财宝是复数。财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝，这个财宝是单数，你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
And so Jesus instead he's saying, your activity, your focus should be gathering things that helps you to gain the treasure, singular.
所以耶稣是在说啊，你这一生的目的呢，应该是用尽全力去积攒一种单数的那个属天的财宝。
In other words, there are many activities that we do in life. We go to work, we do businesses, we have all other activities that are important, that Jesus said are important to you.
我们生命中呢，要做很多很忙碌的事情啊，又上班啊，要赚钱呢、啊。那耶稣是说，这些东西好像看着都很重要，对你来说。
So what is this treasure singular in heaven?
那我们说的这个单数的财宝在天上的到底是什么呢
？There's only one thing that is precious to you and me.
只有一个与你和我而言最重要的。
That is above all other.Treasure.
重要过我们生命中任何看重的事情。
That is Jesus.
那就是主耶稣他自己。
Jesus is the treasure in heaven.
主耶稣就是天上的财宝。
And God wants you to have him.
神想让你来拥有他。
And he doesn't say, and when you die, you get that treasure.
这里没有说你死了以后才能拿到那天上的财宝。
That treasure belongs to heaven, but you can have it now.
那个财宝虽然属于天上，但是你现在就可以拥有。
He said, instead, store Jesus up.
所以我们换句话说，你要是要积蓄财宝，你积蓄的是主耶稣。
The reason why I interpret this treasure in heaven as Jesus, because what else is more precious than Jesus?
那你们要问我说为什么我会把财宝解释成耶稣那请问有什么应该比耶稣还更值得我们去珍贵的吗
It is not about credits. It is not about good works that you store up. He says, your good works, everything that we do are treasures. Plural.
这里面绝对不是在说我们平时用的什么金钱呢自己所看重的这些这里面是前文说的复数的那些财宝。
In other words, when we are serving God,
所以在我们服侍神的时候
We want to gain treasure.
我们想得到财宝。
When we go to work, we want to gain treasure.
我们要上班我们也想得到财宝。
When we do business, we want to gain treasure.
我们去做商从商也是为了得到财宝。
So it could be, it looks like money, it looks like other rewards, it looks like other things, but all of them are treasures.Plural.
刚才我们说的这些可能有的是钱财有的是你的奖金有的是你自己的奖励但是这些都只是那个复数的财宝
But that all leads to Jesus.
但是这些所有复数的财宝最终的目的都是带着你来得到这个单数的耶稣基督为财宝
Do you really believe when you do your business when you serve the Lord as God calls you that in the end you know Jesus better?
你知不知道不管你是做什么比如说你从商也好你做什么也好你最后得到的财宝都是你越来越认识耶稣
And that's what Jesus is saying If you make the aim If you make that your treasure The treasure in heaven then everything else about money will line up.
所以耶稣是在说呀，如果你把你的所有的重心都放在这个单数的主耶稣为财宝之上，那其他的那些复数的财宝就会跟着上来了。
Then money will be meaningful to you.
然后那些金钱就变得有意义了。
Money will have a purpose to you.
金钱在你生命中变得有目的了。
Amen. Hallelujah. Today, so many people have so much money they don't know what to do with it.
所以我们很多人他们其实有不少钱，但是拿着钱不知道要做什么。
But if you have, but if you lay treasure in heaven, then no matter how much money you have, you know exactly what to do because all of it points to Jesus.
所以如果你的全心全意都是为了那天上的财宝，知道所有的一切指的都是那天上的主耶稣为财宝，你就知道要做什么。
Every day when you wake up, every day when you go to work, every day when you go to church, when you serve God, you are only doing it for one purpose. I want to store up Jesus.
所以不管你每天做什么，你哪怕是早上起来上班，你去教会，你去聚会，你的目的都只有一个，就是为了积蓄更多更多的基督在你里面。
Amen. Prioritize Jesus.
所以你们把主耶稣成为你的重点。
Focus on Jesus.
让他成为你的优先重点。
Hallelujah. You want more of Jesus.
你需要更多更多的耶稣。
He is the one that will satisfy our hearts.
是他能够让你我的心得以满足。
And when you have Jesus,You want more of him.
当你得到了主耶稣的时候，你会发现你想要的更多更多的主。
And Jesus is the only true treasure.
他才是主耶稣才是真正的财宝。
And when somebody, when a Christian, when a believer has Jesus, that person becomes more precious.
那当一个人有这个天上的财宝在我们里面的时候，你会发现连这个人他都变得很宝贵了。
God has given the most precious treasure that He has for us.
神把他最大的宝贝放在了你我里面。
What more thing is more precious than Jesus Himself?
还有什么能比主耶稣基督更加宝贵的呢？
Brothers and sisters, do not swap Jesus for anything else. Do not replace Him for everything else. Don't pursue anything else other than Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹们，不要用任何的世上的一切去来替换主耶稣基督在你心中的那一份地位。
Because if Jesus is your prize, Jesus is your treasure, then your job, your business, your ministry all makes sense.
如果耶稣是你的目的，如果耶稣是你的奖励，如果耶稣是你的一切，你会发现你生命中所有的事情都跟着这个目的来走。
Because you make him master.
因为你让他真的成为了你的主人。
You make him Lord.
你让主耶稣真的成为你的主。
Amen. You always conscious.
你一直都很注意。
Even though I'm so blessed like Abraham, I'm so blessed now, but I still know I serve the Lord.
我们一直要留心的知道，就算我如亚伯拉罕一样的富有和丰盛，我的心仍然在主耶稣身上。
It takes experience.
这个需要经历。
It takes a relationship with God.
经历跟神的关系。
For you to realize Jesus is the most precious.
才会让你真的明白，原来除了主以外，还有什么比他更宝贵的。
And these words come from Jesus.
这些话语是来自于主耶稣自己。
He says, "Store up the treasure."
告诉我们要积蓄财富。
So number one today, you have to make up in your mind.
所以今天我们一定要做一个决定。
What is this treasure in heaven to you?
这个天上的财宝到底是什么？
Is that Jesus?
他是主耶稣。
If it is, you will be blessed.
如果主耶稣真的是你那一份财宝，你会蒙福的。
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, in verse, we carry on reading.
我们继续来读。
So the next verse says, the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then light within you,is darkness, how great is that darkness?
22节到23节，眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若亮，全身就光明，你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗，你里头的光若黑暗了， 那黑暗是何等大。
Believe it or not, this verse also speaks about money.
你们相信吗？这一两段经文也是在讲金钱、财宝。
Not talking about your eyesight.
要我们不要用眼睛来看。
It's not talking about how nice your eyes are. Oh, it's so bright.
不是在说你的眼睛很好看、很明亮。
Because the Jewish people say there's a good eye and a bad eye.
在犹大的文化里面，他们会说眼睛有好眼睛和坏眼睛。
Jesus said, "When your eye is bad, pluck it out."
耶稣说，你的眼睛要是不好的话，你把它取出来。
A bad eye means you are stingy.
不好的眼睛是在讲你很吝啬。
Amen. You hold your money so tight, the queen.
你把你的钱看得可紧要了。
Amen. How many of you?And the queen said, "Please relax." And
你把那个钱上的女王抓得紧紧的，就不肯放手，搞得那个女王她都呼吸不了。
So a bad eye is when someone is ungenerous, very mean. A good eye is when someone is generous.
所以啊，坏眼睛的意思是讲你是一个吝啬的人，特别小气。那好眼睛是说是你一个特别大方慷慨的人。
So we have just seen Jesus said, "Lay up the right treasure."
那我们刚才看到耶稣刚告诉我们说要积蓄财宝。
When you put Jesus number one,
如果你把耶稣当成你
，When he is your ultimate treasure,
当他是你真正的天上财宝之时
，You will become generous person.
你会自然的变成一个大方慷慨之人。
Because money means different to you now.
因为金钱在你生命中的目的不一样了。
Some of the meanest people I've ever met are the ones who.Have lots of money.
其实我遇到的最吝啬的人，反倒是最有钱的人。
I remember I worked with someone who was a billionaire.
我记得我以前跟一个百万富翁有合作过。
He won't even spend money to buy a newspaper.
他那个亿万富翁竟然连买报纸的钱都舍不得花。
When you go to eat meal with him, he won't even pay for the meal.
你跟他一起出去吃饭，他连出那个钱都不好，都不愿意。
You know, a few seconds, he would have earned more than I earn a year.
他只要花几秒钟就能挣到我一年能挣到的钱。
You see, there's something about placing Jesus as number one. It makes you generous.
所以当我们真的把主耶稣基督推到我们的最重要的重心的时候，你会发现你自己也变成了一个大方慷慨人。
You become a giver.
你变成了一个爱给予。
Because the kingdom of God is about giving.
因为神的国是关于施。
Amen. In order to receive.
施了才会有更受到。
When you become generous, Jesus shine in you.
当你变得很大方慷慨，你会发现耶稣的光就在你里面发光。
You become bright.
你变得很明亮。
That's what it's saying.
所以这里，这个才是这个经文。
The eye is the lamp.Of the body.
这里面才告诉我们说眼睛是身体的灯。
If your eyes are healthy,
如果你的眼睛是明亮的健康的。
When you are generous,
当你是一个大方慷慨的人。
Your whole body will be full of light.
你的身上就会满有光明。
When you are generous, you will shine.
当你是一个大方慷慨的人你会发光。
But when you are stingy,
但如果你是一个特别吝啬的人。
When you are mean,
当你是我的时候
you will be full of darkness.
你就会觉得、哦、我在黑暗中了。
You will be a bad testimony.
你会成为一个很不好的见证。
Amen. Hallelujah. So God is saying to us, when you do have money,
所以神在对我们说，如果你真有钱的话
be generous.
做一个大方慷慨的人。
Amen.
Amen.
Develop a generous heart.
来有一份大方和慷慨的心。
Because God will make you shine brighter.
因为神会让你更加明亮。
More glorious.
更多的荣耀。
Hallelujah. Amen. That's why, do you see now, Jesus is teaching, is saying, first of all, make sure you are laying a different treasure from the treasure that is laid by the world. And that treasure is Jesus himself.
所以耶稣是在反复确认让我们知道我们所积蓄的财富是那天上的财宝就是主耶稣他自己。
When Jesus is in your heart,
当耶稣在你的里面的时
候 When Jesus become number one in your life,
当耶稣成为你生命中最重要的那一部分的时候
You become a giver.
你就变成了一个爱给的人。
It's not just money that you give, you give of yourself.
你给予的不光只是金钱，你是把自己的一切都给出去。
See, you will find that Jesus is teaching here is not just about money, it's about everything that is precious to you.
我们在这里说的不是仅仅是金钱，耶稣说的不是金钱，而是你所看重的那些你自己所拥有的，你都给出去。
The Bible says God is a jealous God.
因为圣经里告诉我们，我们的神也是一个慷慨的神。
He does not want to share himself anything.
他
He's a jealous God.
我们的神是一个嫉妒的神，他不想跟别人分享爱。
He does not want to share you with another idol.
他不想让你去分享你的爱，跟主的爱，跟其他的偶像。
He does not want to share you with 财神。
他也不想让你一边拜财神，一边拜他，跟人家去分享你的爱。
He wants to be.Your God.
神这是一个嫉妒的神，他就想成为你自己的神。
Your treasure.
就想成为你自己的财宝。
Amen. And you and I know, when we worship God, when we worship the one who is supreme.
当我们来一起敬拜我们的伟大的主的时候，
the bigger one will bless the lesser one.
你会发现那个最伟大的那一位会来祝福这个更小的一位。
You see, God is not after our money. Is God short of money?
神根本不要你我的钱，神怎么会缺钱呢？
No, God is not short. He's not desperate for anything. He doesn't need anything.
神根本不需要你我的钱，你的钱对神能干嘛？
But what God wants to do is set you free.
但是神真的想要的是让你们得自由。
He wants you to love.He wants you to have Jesus.
他想让你们得到得着主耶稣。
And when you are blessed,
当你得祝福，
whatever is precious to you,
当你所有你心目中所看重的曾经的那些事情，
allow the Holy Spirit to use you to bless others.
允许圣灵来借助你来把这些事情给予出去，来祝福其他的人。
Amen. And that is the good eye.
这个就是我们说的好眼睛。
When we do that, we shine.
当我们做这个好眼睛的时候，我们就发光。
So the good eye is a Jewish idiom to say you are generous.
所以好眼睛在犹太的文化里面就是指你大方慷慨。
Full of light.
身上满有光明。
I believe today in Israel people still use that phrase.
我相信今天在以色列，他们的人还是这样用。
Have a good eye. Have a good eye.
他们会这样说，哎，有一个好眼睛，祝你有个好眼睛。
Amen. Now in next verse.
我们来看看下一节。
Can you see the verses continue?
你们看到吗？这是有连续性的经文。
Amen. He said, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will devote to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
24节，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个，爱哪个，就是重这个，轻哪个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。马门就是财力的意思。
You see, I used to have a real problem with this verse.
我曾经会误会这个句话。
I said, God, does that mean I don't go to work?
神啊，你是不是说我不要去上班了？
Does that mean I don't start a business?
你是不是要我别从商了？
Because why do I go to work?
为什么我要去工作呢？
Is it a hobby?
是一个习惯吗？
Is it because I love my boss?
是爱好爱我的老板吗？
No, it's because at the end of every month, it's the money.
其实不都是因为到了每个月的月底的时候可以拿到薪水吗？
So why do you do business?
那你为什么要从商？
So that you can give things away?
因为你可以就有东西给出去吗？
No, so that you can make money.
其实不是，你从商不是为了让你更加钱滚钱。
You see, this verse becomes so difficult for Christians to look at when you look at it in isolation.
很多，所以基督徒千万不能断章取义的来看24节。
However, because of the verses before that, it makes sense.
那如果我们在回忆一下23节前面的经文是什么，那你就能看明白。
Because one, if my treasure is Jesus,
如果我的财宝是耶稣的话。
Second, if I am generous,
如果我是大方慷慨的话。
Then money is not my master.
那马门就不是我的主。
Jesus is my master.
耶稣就是我的主。
Amen. Hallelujah. That's why this person, although a billionaire, money is his master.Because he can't even spend in spend money to buy a newspaper.
就像我刚才说的那个亿万富翁，他的所服侍的就是马门，因为他把钱当成他的神，连买那个报纸都舍不得。
He does not possess money; money possesses him.
他并不拥有钱，而是钱来奴役了他。
But if Jesus is your treasure,
但是如果耶稣是你的宝贝
，and you demonstrate that you are generous,
然后你自己也是一个大方慷慨之人
，you shine,
你会发光。
Then you serve God.
那你在侍奉神。
Amen. But the word money there is mammon. It's not the Greek word for money.It is the Greek word for anything that is precious to you.
那马门这个词我们是需要解释一下，它并不是仅仅只是钱财，在它的原文里面是指所有你所看重的那些财宝。
But it is usually associated with money.
但大部分人都会马上理解为这个金钱。
So God is saying more than just money, anything that you hold value, don't let it bind you.
所以主是在对你我说，不要总是紧紧地抓住你所看重的那些东西，这些东西会来捆绑你。
That's not the true treasure.
因为这些不是真的财宝。
No matter how hard you find this today,
不管你今天觉得听到这话有多难，
you know it is the word of God.
你知道这是神的话语。
I encourage you, if you find today's message difficult to grapple with.
所以我鼓励你，如果你是这种就今天听到这个经文觉得很难受的话，
I encourage you to go home and pray, God, I want you to become my treasure.
那我就鼓励你回家祷告说，主耶稣，我祷告你成为我的财宝。
I want to obey those scriptures.
我希望来顺服你刚才这段经文。
Bit by bit,
一步一步的。
You will realize what these verses are saying is absolutely true.
一步一步的你就会发现这个经文越来越真实。
And it is the best way to live your life.
这也是你生活的一个最美好的一个地方。
Hallelujah. It brings you joy.
这会让你带来喜乐。
Amen. It doesn't mean God wants you to give away everything. No. It's to do with the attitude of the heart.
神没有说让你今天把你财宝全部都丢掉了，他只是在说我们的心，新的态度。
When I go to work, it is Jesus that is my master.
当我去工作的时候，我只知道耶稣才是我的。
My job, my business is just His provision in my life.
我的工作也好，从商也好，这些都只是神给我的一个供应。
I see the job and business as a provision for the vision that God gave me.
我看我所有的工作都只是一个供应，是为了让我能够更好的爱神。
Look at it as your provision for your calling in life.
所以这个所有的供应也是为了让你能够成就神给你的呼召。
Because ultimately, your provision is to provide food on the table and money to pay bills, isn't it?
所以你当你有了这样子的供应的时候，你才能去花把钱都花在你的家人身上，你的食物身上，还有各种账单。
So see it as God's provision, the master's provision for you to fulfill that which he calls you to do.
所以当我们来上班挣钱的时候，我们只是能够看到这是神的提供，能够让我更加的去完成神给我的那个呼召。
Amen. Because if you begin to see your career, your job as a provision, then it puts it in the rightful place.
如果你只是把你的工作和你平时所做的这些事情看到是神对你的供应的话，你的心就对了。
Then you can say,
然后你就可以说
I serve one master.
我只侍奉一位神。
And his name is Jesus.
他的名字是耶稣。
Not mammon.
不是马门。
Amen. Not anything else.
不是任何其他的事情。
You don't worship your business. You don't worship your job.
你不可能会去敬拜，不去敬拜你的工作。
You worship Jesus.
你只敬拜耶稣。
Unless Christians, unless you pray and be free and walk in these verses,You will never find your life being satisfactory. You will never find contentment in your life.
除非你是基督徒，除非你是这样子祷告，除非你真的是行走在这些经文之上，要不然你总是觉得生命中缺了一块，找不到那个满足。
And the worst thing is you never experience the joy of walking with Jesus in this earth.
最可怕的就是我们没办法去经历与耶稣同行的那种喜乐。
Whether we like it or not, a lot of Christians now turn Jesus into a religion.
很多基督徒喜欢不喜欢都会把耶稣当成一个宗教。
No, Jesus is my master.
耶稣是我的主。
Your master.
是你的主。
Your friend.
是你的朋友。
My friend.
是我的朋友。
Your God.
是你的神。
My God.
是我的神。
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
That's why, brothers and sisters, you say, no, I'm not being religious. Well, this week I've been testing a few brothers and sisters by making a statement.
Oh, 那有的人就说我才不是那种什么宗教之人把耶稣当宗教呢。那我这一周呢我就有给几个弟兄姊妹有一个小考试。
So I said to some brothers and sisters,
我就对一些弟兄姊妹们说
How does this sound like?
你听听看这个
事情。Do you think this is biblical?
你听听看这个是不是属神的。
Jesus walking down the streets of Jerusalem, he bought some food and water, ate it and drink it,With his mother.
耶稣基督去到耶路撒冷的路上买了一些食物和水吃然后他跟他的妈妈一起同行他买的那些东西也给他妈妈吃
Most people got no problem with that.
很多人听了以后觉得没有问题啊
But then if I say, God walked down the streets of Jerusalem, bought some food and water, ate it and drank it with his mom.
那如果把这个词一改我说神在去耶路撒冷的路上他买了一些食物和水和他的妈妈一起同享
Now, if you have difficulty accepting that as biblical then you're religious
那如果你刚才听到我的第二句话你觉得很难接受的话那你就是那个宗教的人
Because Jesus is God
因为耶稣就是神
Amen Hallelujah Let me just tell you again Jesus was crucified on the cross
那我再给你一个例子，耶稣在十字架上被钉死。
God was crucified on the cross.
神在十字架上被钉死。
Both are just true.
两者都是正确的。
But some people find it very difficult when they say God was crucified on the cross.
但有人却觉得，如果当他们听到神在十字架上被钉死的这句话，就会觉得很难受。
If you find that difficult, it means you're religious.
如果你听了以后觉得很难受，那你是一个宗教
之人。You still haven't quite understood that Jesus.He is God.
因为你还没有把耶稣和神联系上。
Just like some people have a problem when we say Holy Spirit.
就像有人说，当我们提到圣灵两个字。
But don't we believe that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
我们是不是在相信说三位一体的神，神是圣父、圣子、圣灵？
Then why is it that so many people have a problem with Holy Spirit?
但为什么很多人一讲到圣灵就大色变
And doesn't think that he is God.
因为他们没办法想到他就是神吗
It's something that belongs to the Pentecostals.
好像觉得圣灵就不是神他只是属于那些灵恩派的人。
Do you see? Be careful.
所以大家要小心。
Unless we walk with Jesus.
除非你真是与耶稣同行。
Unless we know him in this lifetime.
除非你真的是在这一生都花时间去
认识他。Unless we acknowledge him as our master.
除非是我们真的是把他当成主。
It's difficult to get the revelation of who he is.
要不然就很难得到这样的启示，知道认识他。
And if we don't know who he is,
如果我们连耶稣都不知道是谁
，Jesus become a religion.
那耶稣就成为了你我生命中的一个宗教。
A religion is when you worship a god that you don't know, that you don't understand.
宗教就是你去敬拜一个你自己都不太认识的神。
But Jesus is far more important than somebody who's on a painting, who is an icon.He has to be someone that I know.
所以耶稣基督可比我们在什么油画上所看到的那种形象或者是所雕出来的形象重要的多了。
And that is why you can truly say that this verse is true when you say, I serve Jesus because I know him.
所以你们会说我侍奉耶稣因为我认识他。
I have no problem.
我没有问题。
When I to know that Jesus is God.
知道耶稣就是神。
And also Jesus is man.
知道耶稣也是一个完全的人。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹明白吗
?A lot of people got problem to understand Jesus is 100% God and 100% man.
很多人都对耶稣是一个百分之百的神和百分之百的人特别难以理解。
The moment you say God was crucified on the cross, oh, I'm not sure about that.
当你说神在十字架上被钉死了，很多人就说啊，我不觉得是这样。
Do you see, brothers and sisters? Because he is God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，耶稣就是
神。The miracle is this: a God that cannot die, a God that is eternal, made himself possible, made himself possible to die for us.
所以这是一个神迹，一个神是不能够死的，所以他将这个不可能的事情变为可能，亲自为我们而死。
And so then whenever you meet with Jesus, one day when you meet Jesus, you will be in awe.
当你看到耶稣面对面的那一天，你会有完全的敬畏。
That this eternal God can somehow exist in this body.
既然这个永生的伟大的神竟然可以存在在一个属人形的身体当中
And that he can talk to me
他既然可以就像人一样的跟我说话
That he can love me like a human
他可以就像人与人之间那样子来爱我像人爱一样
And the most brilliant thing is that he lived 33 years of his life just like I did
更美好的是他竟然活了33年的一个普通的人的生活就正如你和我一样
Amen. Hallelujah That's why, brothers and sisters, if we don't know Jesus,
所以弟兄姊妹们，如果你们不知道耶稣
it becomes a religion.
这就变成了宗教。
Amen. Let's look at the rest.
让我们来看看下面的经文。
So Jesus is saying, okay, you cannot. The third point is you cannot serve two masters.
所以我们刚才读到说，我们不能侍奉两个主。
First, Jesus is your treasure.
一，耶稣是你的财宝。
Second, be generous, shine.
二，我们要大方慷慨就发光。
Third, know that Jesus is your master.
第三，明白耶稣基督才是你我的主。
When you have that foundation,
当你把这三点都弄明白了
then Jesus now tells you,
那现在耶稣所要说的是
your daily life's provision is not dependent on your job.
你的每一天的供给都不是靠你的工作得来的
dependent on your career
也不是你的事业可以给你的
not dependent on your wisdom
也不是你的智慧可以给你的
not dependent on how good you are
也不是因为你有多厉害给你的
it depends on the heavenly father
是完全来自于我们的天父
you see some of us who are rich can, no, can't see that
有的人说、啊、我很丰富吗我很富有吗？我怎么看不到
？Well, believe it by faith. You don't want to find out in reality.
你就靠信心相信了。等你到真的到了有钱的时候，你都可能自己都不
会相信。You don't want to go through a trial to discover it.
你不想自己去尝试一下这种
？Obey. Yes, Lord, I believe you.
你们就相信就好。说主啊，我相信你。
Amen. Those of you who are got lots of money, you should say, Lord, I believe you. I believe. You don't need to test me.
你可能会有很多钱，你说，哎，主啊，我相信你，你不要来考验我，考验我对这些钱的态度。
And for those of us who are not so rich,
那些不是很富有的人呢
？What Jesus says next comforts us.
那耶稣下面所说的对你是很大的安慰。
Amen. So that he says here in verse 25.
所以二十五节这样说。
Notice it starts with therefore.
这里面说到所以。
Everybody say 所以。
Therefore.
What is the 所以 mean?
所以是什么意思呢
？What does 所以 mean? Why do you put therefore?
为什么要讲到所以两个字呢
？Those of you who go to school, why do you put therefore?
那些上学的，你们都知道为什么每次都要用所以来开头写作呢
？Whenever you use the word therefore, 所以 means in conclusion.
所以你只要用所以两个字的时候，这就是耶稣基督在总结了。
Hallelujah. So.If you make him the treasure, be generous. He is your master. Therefore,
所以他是在这里在跟我们说前面三点讲，第一，你要积蓄财富；二，他是你的主。然后你把这些基本的都掌握好了，耶稣基督现在要总结。
But many of us go to church, right? The first thing we jump to is verse 25. We don't read the other bits.
那很多人呢就会说，哦，我们平时读圣经都没有读到其他的，就直接读到了二十五节。
Remember from now on, read the rest of the chapter first before you come to therefore.
所以大家记得，每次你到了所以这个词的时候，你一定记得这个都只是总结了，一定要回头把前面的经文。
Without the preceding verses, you won't understand what this therefore means.
如果你没有读到前文的话，你就不知道为什么这里要讲到所以。
So therefore, when you have seen, when you understood the previous verses, now you now understand what Jesus now talks about. Therefore,
如果你明白了前面的几节经文的时候，你才知道为什么耶稣这里要讲到所以。
He said, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life."
所以这里讲，所以我告诉你们，不要为你们的生命忧虑。
Why do I not worry?
为什么我不忧虑
？Because Jesus is my treasure.
因为耶稣是我的财宝。
Hallelujah. He is my master.
他是我的主人。
Amen. He will provide for me so that I can shine.
我的主人会为我提供，所以我会发光。
Hallelujah. Amen. So brothers and sisters, why is it therefore?
所以弟兄姊妹们，为什么要所以？
Because he is your master.
因为他是你的主人。
He is your treasure.
他是你的宝贝。
He is your provision.
他是你的供应。
Therefore, don't worry.
所以就不要担心了。
所以 don't worry.
所以不要忧虑啦。
That's what I tell myself.
这是我对我自己也是这么说话的。
While I'm on the floor, Lord, please provide.
当我在跟主这样祷告的时候，我也会经常说
see,
主啊，你来提供我吧。
When you are struggling,
当你在挣扎的时候
said, Pastor, I know that.
你说哦，牧师，我知道的。
Because you said it before.
因为你以前也讲过。
But in reality,
但事实上是
it's hard.
很难的。
Amen. Now, let me tell you.
那我来告诉你们。
If you're struggling today,
如果你今天在挣扎的话，
if you find it hard,
如果你觉得很难，
you are lying to yourself.
你在自欺欺人。
To say that God is not helping you.
你在说自欺欺人的话，说神不帮助你。
The devil is lying to you as well.
你会觉得，魔鬼也在对你撒谎。
Because if you do the previous verses,
如果你去读前文的话，
God will have to.Fulfill verse 25 for you.
神就肯定不得不必须的给你25节让他成就。
That's the deal.
这个是神给你的一个
Because God is not a liar.
因为神不是一个说谎者。
There's one thing in life that you and I can rely on.
有一件事情是你和我在生命中都能够靠的依靠的。
That's his word.
就是神的话语。
Amen.
Amen.
Everything else could be wrong.
其他的都有可能会错。
Your own thoughts,
你自己的想法。
Your own conclusion,
你自己的总结。
The advice from your friend,
你其他的朋友们的建议。
The books that you read,
你读的各种书籍。
And all the sermons that you hear,
还有你听过的各样的讲道。
Including this one,
包括你听到我的讲道。
Can all be a mistake,
都可能会出错。
But there's one thing that can never lie,
只有一个不出错的就是圣经。
So today, don't believe what I say,believe what the word that I've read to you today.
所以今天不要，我不是说要你们相信我所说的话，而是要你们相信你们今天所读到的经文。
The word say, lay the treasure in heaven.
所以这个话语就告我们说，让我们在为天上积累财宝。
Have a good eye.
让我们有一个好眼睛。
Don't serve two masters.
让我们不要一个人侍奉两个主。
Isn't that what the word of God says?
这个是不是主的话对你说的？
And if he says that, it got to be true.
那如果主耶稣是这么对你说的，那肯定是真的。
That means the conclusion is also true.
那就证明现在这个总结也是正确的。
Therefore.
所以。
Everyone say therefore.
再说一遍所以。
所以。所以没多余。
所以不是多余的。
Amen. 所以不是多余。
不是多余的，这句话不是废话哈。
Amen. We are 多余。
我们是多余的。
The Bible is 所以。
圣经是不多余的，是所以。
Amen. This is living water.
这个是活的水，圣经是。
This is 口水。
我们自己说的叫口水。
A lot of people speak 口水。
很多人讲话讲的都是口水。
Amen. This is living water.
这个才是活水。
Amen. What did it say therefore?
所以这里面所以到底讲了什么？
Do not worry.
不要担心，不要忧虑。
Hallelujah. Worry about what?
担心忧虑什么?
Worry about life.
担心忧虑你们的生活。
Hallelujah. What you will eat or what you will drink.
担心吃什么?担心喝什么?
Or about your body, what you will wear.
担心你穿什么?
Is not life more than food and body more than clothes?
生命岂不胜于饮食吗?
You see, according to Jesus, if you understood the previous word, the verse, you know what life is about.
如果像耶稣所说的，如果你明白了前面三条的话，那我们就明白什么。
What is life about?
生命到底关乎什么？
Our life is about knowing Him.
我们的生命是关乎认识主耶稣。
Serving Him.
侍奉我们的主。
And blessing other people.
祝福其他的人。
Isn't that the same?
是一样的吗？
Knowing Him, the treasure.
知道主耶稣基督是那财宝。
Serving Him as the master.
侍奉这个财宝，当主人一样的侍奉他。
Blessing others with a good eye.
用自己的慷慨来祝福他人。
Amen. And in the last verse,
最后一节,
look at the birds of the air.
看看天上的飞鸟。
You know, those things are worthless sometimes when we look at the birds.
当我们看看鸟的时候会觉得啊很无用。
But every day they're very happy.
但是你看的鸟它真的每天很开心的。
They're happy.
他们就是开心的鸟。
They're very excited.
他们还特别兴奋。
You know, when I get up early in the morning, especially during the spring,
特别是春天早上起床的时候,
those of you who got a garden or got a wood at the back, go to the woods early hours in the morning.
那些有你们的花园的有花园的或者后面有草丛的你们进到里面去听一听有没有鸟声。
Every single day, the birds are excited.
每一天我都觉得那个鸟好兴奋
啊。I sit there and say, what's so excited about?
我每次都会想鸟啊你有什么好兴奋的。
Every day when the sun rises and the soft breeze come, the birds become excited.
每天当太阳升起的时候有微风吹过的时候小鸟就开始变得很开心了。
I notice they rush here and there, rush here and there.
然后他们就飞来飞去飞来飞去速度极快。
So I was sitting there watching them. What's so excited about life?
然后我就看到他说为什么你会对生命这么激动的。
Because they feel the wind.
因为他们感觉到了风。
Somehow it reminds them of their creator.
就会提醒他们是谁创造了他们。
And they know when they go to the ground, they will find food.
当他们到地上的时候就能找到食物。
Amen. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus is talking about.
这是耶稣在给的比喻啊。
He says, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap. These birds are lazy.
这些飞鸟好懒呢他们既不种也不收。
They don't store anything.
他们连积累财宝这个事都不干。
Amen. Every time when they go to our lawn, they know there's worms there.
他只要到地上去，他就能找到虫子吃。
He said, "Yet your heavenly Father." This is the first time in the verses it mentions God.
这是第一次在我们刚才读的经文里面提到了天父。
Jesus now reveals it is your Father that will look after you.
耶稣基督在告诉我们，会照顾你我的是我们的天父。
Notice he didn't say Holy Spirit.
听到他没有说圣灵哦。
Notice he didn't say I.
他也没有说我自己会养活你们呢?
Because he uses Father.
他用的是天父的名字。
Because it is his responsibility.
因为这是天父的责任来养活你我。
Just like me being a father.
就像我自己当一个父亲一样。
When my son and my daughter is born, I said, there you go, look after yourself.
当我儿子和女儿出生的时候，我们会对他说，你们自己去吧，自己养活自己。
自己来啊。
自己养活自己哈。
Amen. You look after him.
你会照顾他们，
养活他们。He's the father.Looks after his children.
所以我们的天父也会养活照顾他的孩子们。
The creator looks after his creation.
创造者也会去养活他们照顾他的所创造的事物。
And Jesus wants us to put faith in that understanding.
所以耶稣基督希望我们把我们的信心放在刚才那个真理上面。
He says, are you not much more valuable than them?
所以反问了我们一句你们难道不比飞鸟贵重的多吗
Everybody say, I am.
大家说是的。
I am more valuable than the birds.
我比飞鸟更贵重的多。大家说。
My Father will provide for me.
我的天父会来养活我。
Amen. So in summary today,
今天总结的是
Jesus is my treasure.
耶稣是我天上的财宝。
He is my master.
他是我的主。
I will have a good eye for others.
我会有一个好眼睛对待其他的人。
Therefore,
所以。
I have nothing to worry about.
我什么也不需要担心。
So next time when you worry,
所以下次你在担心忧虑的
时候, read the word of God, pray the word of God until you don't worry anymore.
你们就不停地吃神的话语，祷告神的话语，直到你不担心了。
Even though you worry,
就算你还在担心。
You pray and you pray to God, Lord, make me not worry.
然后你对神说，主啊，你让我不担心。
And let God bless you.
让主来祝福你。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父啊。
I ask you to set us free.
主啊，你来释放我们。
So that we can make room for your blessing.
让我们有更多的空间能够让你来祝福我们。
So that our hands can be open to receive.
所以我们的手打开来领受你所
给我们的。Lord, we serve the living God.
主啊，我们侍奉的是你活的神。
Jesus is our master.
主耶稣，你是我们的主。
He is our treasure.
主，你是我们的天上财宝。
And Lord, help us to bless others.
主啊，让我们也成为那祝福他人的人。
And help us, O God, to trust your word.
主啊，让我们来相信你给我们的话语。
That you are my provider.
你就是我的供应。
Hallelujah, Jehovah Jireh.
主啊，你是那供应者，耶和华你是供应者。
My provider，
你是我的供应者。
My healer，
你是我的医治者。
My God，
你是我的神。
My Father，
你是我的父。
Let's all stand，
让我们一起起立。
Brothers and sisters， do you have anything in your life that you are struggling with？
所以弟兄姊妹们，你们的生命中有很挣扎的事情了吗？
I have，
我有。
I'm sure you have，
我相信你也有。
But isn't it wonderful？
但是这不是很好。
That we can come to the Father，
我们有一个天父。
And tell him，
可以告诉这位天父。
Lord，
主啊。
Help me，
帮助我。
Hallelujah， help me， Lord，
帮助我，主。
Take away all the anxiety and worry from my life，
拿走我里面的各种忧虑。
You are my treasure，
你是我的财宝。
Hallelujah， Hallelujah。Lord, I love you.
主啊，我们爱你。
Because you love me first.
因为你先爱了我们。
I am precious to you.
我对你来说如此珍贵。
So today, God, we say you are precious to us.
主啊，我们也对你说，你对我们也是最珍贵的。
Hallelujah, we want to worship you.
主啊，我们敬拜你。
Because you are my God.
你是我的神。
You are my master.
你是我的主人。
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace.Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced
hands. Wash me in
your cleansing blood. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace.Can we change the word darling into treasure?
我们现在就把那个歌词改一改哈，把天上的这个宝贝改成财宝，这是我们刚才的。
That's an old-fashioned word for treasure.
这是我们以前所指的财宝。
We say darling means honey.
当我们说亲爱的，就已经不再是财宝的意思了。我们改改词哈。
Let's all sing again.
让我们一起来再唱一遍。
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love.Lord, thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Wash me in your cleansing blood. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace.On the
treasure in heaven crucified. Worthy is the Lamb.
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 Worthy is the Lamb seated on the throne. Crown you now with many crowns. You reign victorious, high and lifted up. Jesus, Son of God, the treasure of heaven crucified. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb.
So worthy, so worthy. Worthy is the Lamb.
Let's sing once more. Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the victorious, high and lifted up, Jesus, Son of God, the treasure of heaven crucified. Worthy is the
everyone to lift up their hands now and bless the Lord. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. We bless you with all our heart. You are our treasure. You are our master. Oh, shine through us, Lord. Demonstrate to us, O God, that you are real in our lives.
主啊，你让我们中间看到你实实在在的。
And I just pray for every brothers and sisters in this church.
主啊，我们为着教会里的弟兄姊妹们。
Whatever we are struggling with.
不管他们祷所挣扎的是什么。
Whatever we need from you.
不管我们所需要的是什么。
We have the confidence.
主啊，我们有这样的信心。
That the Father hears us.
知道主，你听到我们的祷告。
And that the Father knows about every detail.
天父，你知道我们生命中的每一个细节。
That God hears us.
主，你听到我们的祷告。
And that we are valuable to Him.
我们对你来说，竟比飞鸟还要珍贵的多。
Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主，耶稣。
Father, whenever we forget.
主啊，当我们忘记的时候。
Remind us of your word.
再用你的话语提醒我们。
Help us to be on our knees praying.
让我们在我们的屈膝向你祷告时。
That your word is true.
知道你的话语如此的真实。
That what you have said.
知道你所说的话。
It applies to me.
真的能够放在我身上使用。
It applies to me.
可以使用在我的身上。
The Father loves me.
主啊，你爱我。
The Father cares about me.
天父，你看顾我，你爱我。
Father cares about my life.
你关心我的生命中每一个事情。
So Father, I pray that you restore our lives.
天父啊，我们祷告你来恢复我们的生命。
And Lord, that you restore everything that what the devil has stolen.
你也恢复那以前曾被偷取的财宝。
Everything that the devil has destroyed.
那些所被敌人所攻击过的。
According to your word.
就按照你的话语。
The restoration is sevenfold.
你的恢复会七倍的给我们。
Father, we destroy what the enemy has done.
主啊，我们毁坏敌人的工作。
And we set ourselves free today.
我们在你面前得自由。
And that we reclaim the truth.
主啊，我们再次来宣告你的真理。
The Father, you love us.
天父，你爱我们。
You care about us.
你关心我们。
And that you will provide.
你会提供给我们。
You will guide us.
你是会带领我们。
You will speak to us.
你会对我们说话。
Because your word is true.
因为你的话语是真实的。
Everything else,
其他的比其他的都
cannot be compared.
跟其他任何事情都无法相比。
We serve a living God.
主啊，我们侍奉的是你活的神。
We serve a living God.
你是一个活的神。
Hallelujah.
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 I'm just giving a few moments for the Holy Spirit to.Touch your
我们给一段时间让圣灵来亲自做他的工作来触摸你们
to give you the peace,
给你平安
to give you the shalom,
给你平安
give you the peace,
给你平安
be at peace,
有平安
be at peace,
在他里面有平安
我有平安
在主里面有平安
主给我平安
主你就是我的平安
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah
我什么都不用担心
我们什么都不需要担心。
你的姊妹唔好担心。
我们什么都不需要担心。
主与我们同在。
主，你与我们同在。
哈利路亚。
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 Somebody in online.
我们有网上话语师。
You were crying.
你在哭泣。
God is speaking to you.
因为主在对你说话。
The Holy Spirit has touched your heart.
圣灵在触摸你的心。
It's not the end.
这个还不是结束。只是一个开始。
This is today that what the Lord has made, the day that the Lord has made.
今天是耶和华所定的日子。
Where you will place your life in God's hand.
你会把你的生命交托在主的手中。
God is speaking to you.
神在对你说话。
That you need to give your life to Him.
你需要把你的生命交托在主的身上。
And make Him your Father.
让天父真的成为你的父亲。
Let him adopt you.
让他真的能接纳你为他的儿子。
Be born again.
重生在他里面。
Be born again.
在父里面重生。
And become a child of God.
成为天父的孩子。
Become a son and a daughter of God.
成为天父的儿女。
Something that you can be proud of.
让你能够自豪你有这样的身份。
That you can make Jesus as your treasure.
你会知道耶稣基督就是你的财宝。
That you can serve Him as your master.
你可以把他当作你的主来侍奉。
Hallelujah. Will you give your life to him?
你把你的生命交托给主。
Will you give your life to him?
把你的生命交托给主。
Make him your father.
让他成为你的父亲。
Let him adopt you into his family.
让他让你真的接纳你为他的儿子。
Father, I just pray right now.
主啊，我们在这里祷告。
I pray for everyone here.
我们也为这里每一个人祷告。
Pray for the people online.
我们也为网上的人祷告。
I pray for people who listen to the sermon later.
我们也为在后期听到这个道的人祷告。
That God,
主啊
，We want to make you our Father.
你是我们的天父。
Adopted into your family.
你收我们进入你的家，成为你的儿女。
So that I can call myself.
所以我可以叫我自己。
A son.
是儿子。
A daughter.
是女儿
of God,
是神的儿子和女儿
Hallelujah.
奉耶稣基督的名
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们谢谢你
We thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你，主啊
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你啊，主耶稣
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Those of you here today,
今天在这里的每一位
If you want to rededicate your life,
如果你想再次的交托
Or give your life to Jesus.
把你的生命再次交托给主。
At the end of the service.
在今天的聚会后。
You come to the front.
你可以到前面来。
And let somebody pray with you.
让我们的团队为你祷告。
So that you can be born again.
让你真的在主里面重生。
There are people here you need to be born again and again.
你们当中真的有人需要重生再重生。
Because you have been backsliding.
因为你们在后退。
That's what the enemy wanted you to do.
这是敌人的工作。
He wants you to put you off.
他想让你失望。
He wants you to be disappointed with God.
他想让你对神失望。
But today Jesus is calling you back.
但耶稣基督今天叫你回家。
Why don't you make him Lord and Savior again?
让他再次成为你的主和你的救主。
In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Hallelujah. Come back to your Father.
回到你的天父的家里。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
May the Lord bless you and keep you.
主祝福你也保守你。
The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
主必向你扬脸。
The Lord lift up his countenance to you.
主必向你扬脸。
And will establish you in peace.
也让你有平安。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
If you need prayer, come forward.
如果你们需要祷告，请到前面来。神祝福你们。
主祝福你大家。
神祝福大家。